What we need now, and this is vital, the families and the carers in the Inishowen Peninsula and in the rest of Donegal and in South Donegal for Bluestack Special Needs Foundation, they need to know now that there's going to be a service level agreement with the HSE and with funding on an ongoing basis to take the pressure off them. I understand, following a meeting last Friday from the HSE management in the region, including Donegal, that they are recommending funding for the two organisations. So the decision now lies with the senior management of HSE, with the Department of Health, and with the Minister for Disabilities and the Minister for Health. And I'm asking here today that we get confirmation that both organisations are going to have the funding they desperately need, and the pressure will be taken off them. They cannot continue. I'll wrap up with this in this section here. Both organisations almost closed this year. That's the facts. They were almost facing closure. That would have been an absolute disaster for the families and for the children and for the young people with intellectual disabilities and other disabilities. That's how close we came. We cannot have a repeat in 2019. We need this dealt with once and for all. I think when you think that iCare have waited 18 years, Bluestack Special Needs Foundation, 12 years. They've waited so long now. They've proven the need. They've worked tirelessly. They need now state funding. And I'm urging you, Minister, to give us good news here today.
Thank you.
I'm taking this on behalf of Minister McGrath, and I want to acknowledge the Senator's input into his comments and his comments in the commencement matter, and to agree with him in many ways, that without a doubt about the many community organisations that are running services on the ground, and without the constant fundraising by their own members and extended family, and that many organisations would have huge problems into the future. So I want to acknowledge that. As I said, I wish to take this on behalf of Minister McGrath. As the centre is aware, iCare provides a range of activities for children and young adults with autism spectrum diagnosis in the Inishowen area. The organisation also provides support services for siblings and parents of children and young adults with autism spectrum disorder. I'd also like to acknowledge the Bluestack Special Needs Foundation extraordinary achievements since it was established in 2006. The foundation operates a range of education, particularly in emotional support programmes, using a family support model, and provides evenings and weekend activities as well as summer camps and a diverse range of activities. Through its fundraising initiative, the Foundation has made very significant donations to charities in the area over the number of years. The family-centred approach adopted by iCare and Bluestack is an important move away from a stream which is designed to suit the needs of the service providers and towards a system that is designed to meet the needs of service users and their families. This model ensures that families are empowered by being supported and included in the planning of their child's care. While the HSC does not have a formal funding arrangement in place with Bluestack Foundation, I understand that they have on occasions received modest funding through the National Lottery of $3,000 in 2016 for the purchase of equipment and $5,000 towards the cost of their summer camp in 2017. Following a request for urgent funding earlier this year, the HSE met with representatives of Bluestack Foundation, and funded $36,000 was awarded to assist the organisation. I understand both the organisations have submitted current funding applications to the HSE. The HSE National Service Plan process for 2019 is currently underway. Pending completion of this process, it will not be appropriate for Minister McGrath to commit on significant funding requests at this time. We know that sadly there are many times a number of members of society with disabilities who are censored and intellectual or physical, or indeed those who are learning difficulties, who are excluded from many aspects of everyday life and often unfortunately stereotyped due to ignorance and of misinformation. The success with the iCare and Bluestack have integrated their service into the community goes in an enormous way towards the challenges that historic exclusion, and it's very much to be welcome. The government remains committed to providing services and support for people with disabilities which will empower them to live independent lives, provide a greater independence in accessing the services they choose, and enhance their ability to tailor support required to meet their needs and plan for their lives. As part of the commitment, as a radical programme of reform of disability services is underway. This significant programme of reform is set out in policies such as transforming lives, Time to move onward from and congregate settings and new directions initiatives. Implementation of these policies will continue to have a particularly and tangible impact on the lives of young people and their families. And I'll come back when the Senator has finished on some of the issues.
Brief supplementary, Senator McLachlan. Bear in mind that Minister Byrne is in the line, Minister. So.
No, absolutely, but I'm mindful that the department officials will be following this debate, and the department officials are the people who need to pay very close attention here. There is a lot of positive commentary here about iCare and BlueStack Special Needs Foundation. That's very welcome, particularly the model that they are using, which is integrating the young people, the children and their families, and working in partnership with the wider community. It's a fantastic, groundbreaking model that's in place, but they've been taken for granted. And that's the point. They don't need pats on the back. They don't need commendation. They need money. They need resources. They need the ability to deliver those services on an ongoing basis. And what I'm saying very clearly is there was absolute funding discrimination in that outrageous allocation earlier this year. Shocking that you would have an EU co-financed programme with millions of euro for disability support organisations across this state, EU co-financed, a so-called national programme that had only one organisation north of the line of Galway to Dublin. And Donegal absolutely excluded a very, very large geographical area, totally excluded from funding. On the back of the outrage from that, there was some funding provided to both organisations. But what we need now is that to be formalised. We need a service level agreement for both iCare and BlueStack Special Needs, and we need that confirmed late this year. I'm delighted that the HSE in Donegal are backing us 100% now. We need the government to do the same, and we need the confirmation of this as soon as possible. I can tell you something, I'll wrap up with this, Cathaoirleach. I'll wrap up with this. You see, if we do not get confirmation by the end of this year, there's going to be an absolute war from the people of Donegal. We are not going to accept these two organisations being left behind again. So if this government do not do what is right this time, the people of Donegal, I can tell you, there will be a war with the decision makers in Dublin if this thing is not done this time. Yeah.
Briefly, Minister. Thanks, Cathaoirleach.
And again, just to take on board the concerns and the passion that the Senator has spoken about the two services here, I will bring all them back to all his issues and acknowledge. And I want to acknowledge the fact that it is important that we acknowledge organisations like this. And if it comes to me in a statement like this, I have to read it out and acknowledge the fact. I don't think it's just patting people on the back for the sake of doing it. I think it's sincerely acknowledge the fact that these two organisations do wonderful work. I do agree with the Senator that we need to put our money where our mouth is at times, and that these are two organisations that you've spoke passionately about, and I certainly will bring your concerns back to Minister McGrath and ask them through the HSE National Service Plan that they look upon these two organisations in a different light in regarding the views of the Senator and other people, I'm sure, in Donegal as well, these two services are providing such important individual and family commitments to, and I will certainly bring back your concerns, and I know they're profoundly thoughtful as well.
Maybe Minister McGrath might meet up with the Senator as well and directly.